Welcome to the Mindfulness Habit, the podcast where we talk business growth and personal growth. I'm your host, Kirsty O'Brien, and I help you cultivate the habits that grow you into the entrepreneur you want to be. So if you're ready to stop being a slave to the grind and create a business you love leading and a life you love living, let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Mindfulness Habit. I have a new episode today that's part of the COVID-19 reflection series that has just begun, where I'm speaking to other entrepreneurs that either started a business through the pandemic or just survived the pandemic. So today I have with me Alana from Alana & Co. And Alana & Co. is hand-poured candles, which are absolutely stunning. Afterwards, you've got to jump on her Instagram. And they're all made with ingredients that are locally sourced from New Zealand. Hi, Alana. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining me today and sharing a little bit of your personal experience. I thought we could sort of kick off with letting us know a little bit more about you and Alana & Co.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. So, big leap of faith last year, August. I had been making candles for months by myself purely because they were so expensive to buy them. And I started gifting them to people and everyone kind of was kind of like, start up a side hustle. Like, they're amazing. You have to actually start selling it. There's no point of you just having 100 around them away. So I was posting a photo on my box company, ended up if I would sell them to them wholesale for their gift boxes. I was like, time to shine. Everyone's been hounding me. It's like a perfect opportunity to get started. And it literally just kicked off there. That company ended up hosting a giveaway on Instagram. So I was kind of forced to just make an Instagram account, make a business, like start straight away. And everything kind of just flourished after that. It all just, yeah. So I thank that company very much for starting up.
Oh, wow. And did you know anybody from that company or how did you connect with them?
No, it was all just via Facebook. She just somehow saw my post and then, yeah.
Don't you just, I mean, I know a lot of people complain about social media and there is a lot of negative things that go along with it, but that's, I always think that is the beauty of the power of social media, that it just can connect us to people we may never have known or met and put our businesses in certain directions.
Oh, absolutely. Like the majority of our sales are through Facebook and Instagram. Like all, pretty much 90% of our customers are through social media. So it's had a massive impact on us.
Yeah. So where were you in, you said, was it last July that you started?
August is when that lady approached me and it all kind of kicked off straight away.
And so were you in a lockdown or anything at that time because you're in New Zealand?
We were in our like 3-4 month long lockdown.
Oh my goodness. So it gave you something to do.
Yeah, no, well, that was the other thing. It was great because I was working my corporate job at the time from home and we were quite short on hours, I'll put it that way. So it was great. I was just like making these candles. I was like, this is fantastic. It's making ends meet now. And yeah, it all just perfectly for me.
And are you still doing your corporate job?
I have actually since left then and I am a business liaison for local government.
Great.
So yeah, busy.
So did you, considering that you did start in a lockdown and all of a sudden you've got these orders and it's gone from a hobby where you're gifting things to actually meeting customer demands, did you have any issues in terms of product sourcing or ingredient sourcing because of lockdowns, or what were any sort of challenges that you sort of faced? Because it's quite a quick like hobby to, okay, now I have to meet some customers' expectations.
Oh, absolutely. Like I ended up realizing I needed to change my method from the traditional pot on like an element and water to actually getting a boiler. And I had to get that from the US because no one in New Zealand had any because of lockdown. luckily my partner has family over in the US, and so they were quite helpful, but it still took over a month to get here. So I was up until like 4 a.m. every night trying to get these candles made and ready type of thing. So that was all fine. It eventually arrived through the very long delayed customs and everything. But it was also, we had borders at the time in New Zealand where Auckland couldn't leave the border. And to get it through couriers like wax and stuff was an absolute nightmare. So at one stage, I ended up driving to the border and meeting a company at the border to collect the wax. So I drove several hours. It was so, honestly, at the time when I got home, I was like, what am I doing? Was this even a good idea? Like, how is this working? Like,
yeah.
So no, it has been very interesting because even now I do struggle to get supplies in time, which is also why I had made that big decision. You know what? Let's keep everything in New Zealand in terms of getting the ingredients and product, everything like that, so that one, I'm helping other New Zealanders that have probably been struggling for the last 2-3 years, and two, it is easier for me in terms of being able to produce the candles fast.
100%, yeah. And it's funny, I do find in talking to other business owners that the pandemic has given them a lot of lessons that they would have wanted to learn anyway.
Yeah, no, it's actually quite nice that I can proudly say it's all from New Zealand, where yep. I don't know if started pre-COVID how I would have done it.
Yes. And have you found, like, was there sort of anything, because you were a hobby, which I find so interesting, and then sort of thrust into a side hustle, but, you know, quite an established business now, did you find that you needed to look at things that you hadn't thought about before, like maybe branding and your message and just those things that identify you as Alana and Co?
Yes. So I did have a different name at the very start, which lasted less than a whole week, when someone approached me like, I think you're going to need to change your name to, like, actually, I don't want to use the word get big, but to, like, get recognized. So I sat down and I actually met a lady that was actually in marketing. Didn't meet her intentionally. I was just having, I'm quite a talker. So I was randomly talking to her. I was like, I'm trying to figure out, like, a name and a logo. And we were having a big brainstorm. Turns out she's like a marketing person and does logos. So I ended up paying her to design my logo and everything with me. She was absolutely amazing. Turns out she made the logos and all the cartoon figures for the Rugby World Cup and everything. So she was fantastic. Yeah, I know. Honestly, it feels like everything has somehow slid perfectly into my life at the right time. So that all happened. I ended up speaking to an amazing bakery owner. It's called Just Jess Bougie Bakery. And she gave me some recommendations on how to get my social media marketing up, kind of what she did, contacting other companies that just have a little bit more clientele than you, asking if you want to collaborate, stuff like that. And it really helped. I think it's helping at least.
Yeah. And I love that. That's so important to talk about our experiences, even when we're struggling, because we often find, A, we're not alone, but also that's how we meet the people that can help us, because when we're actually opening our mouths and saying, I'm really struggling with this, or instead of feeling like we have to pretend like we know it all and we've got it all together straight from the beginning, because we don't.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's honestly, I think it is like the most important thing, and it has been the best thing that I have done, is just talking to people. Like, it absolutely helps, even like speaking to customers about their experience with me, so that I can kind of change it to make it better for them in the future. Other people, it's just so important.
Yeah. And because it's like in business, we learn and we're always embracing new ways of thinking. I think that's what makes us survive and thrive. And it's life's the same. You know, we have to constantly learn and grow and look at things differently and have a different perspective or take some advice on board to grow.
Absolutely. Honestly, it's so important, I think.
And you mentioned collaborations. I'm assuming that you do a lot of them, with being on social media a lot as your main sort of marketing.
Yes. So I can't tell you precisely, specifically, sorry, but we have quite a big one coming up end of June, start of July, which is with quite a big company here in New Zealand. So I'm hoping that is going to also help us spread out to a different variety of customers. But we do quite, I would say the majority of our stuff is collabs with other companies. Have you heard of Simply Squeeze Juices? It's like a smoothie company.
Yes, yep.
So recently we did one with them and they've just continued to gift us a whole heap of vouchers. So when we sell our candles, we pop a voucher in for the customers, which is a nice little surprise.
So
So,
great. I would
yeah.
love to hear what your advice is around approaching for collaborations, because I think it can scare a lot of people. They either feel like they're going to give away their power, or what I see in business coaching is too many people go into it about just what they can get rather than looking at it as that equal energy exchange. And I think when collaborations are done
Oh,
right, they can really skyrocket a small business.
absolutely. No, I totally agree with that. When people approach me, I'm very, very wary because I have actually, I guess, been on the rear end of it just actually recently. I had someone contact me saying they were influencers, they had a huge amount of followers. I looked through their account, it looked legit. And then that was back in March. And up until last week, I think it was, I hadn't heard from her. She just vanished off the face of the earth. I was like, no, what do I do? So I just had to keep contacting her. And then I ended up saying, look, hey, I'm going to have to invoice you for the candles soon if I don't receive our end of the agreement. So I've actually learned now that you do a contract when you send stuff out. But you know, I personally, when I approach people, I give them kind of all of my details. I give them my background, what my goal is, what I would like to achieve, how I personally hope it would impact them. And I give them, I guess, my contact details as well, so I don't seem like a scammer. At least I'm aiming to not seem like a scammer. And yeah, I just think you have to be very wary the way that you approach them because when people approach me, I'm just like, whoa, hold on, hold on. I'm not giving you free products, type of thing.
And I guess because on especially Instagram, there's probably so many, like it's so easy just to reach out to somebody and say, do you want to collaborate? Not every message that you get is genuine.
Oh, absolutely. I predominantly will flip them a message on Instagram, but I will also email them and be like, hey, I've flipped you a message on Instagram so that you have my credentials on there. Feel free to have a look and then kind of get into the in-depth of it.
And do you enjoy, like, is collaborations now a large part of how you market?
Yes and no. I'm going to eventually slow it down. But right now, I think it has been quite helpful because we haven't really had the opportunity to go door to door into stores to get our name out there because of the whole COVID problem at the moment. So I've used that as my point of contact between people to kind of get our name out there and kind of make a voice for Alana and Co.
I love it. And so, do you find when now when you're thinking about growing it and going, taking whatever the next steps are, do you have a little bit of pandemic fatigue around making certain decisions? Like, is there a little bit of fear about doing certain things because of sort of what you've already weathered?
Yes. So actually, it was only last week, maybe a week and a half ago, sorry. A company that sells products approached me. It's like an online company approached me to sell our candles via their website. I ended up declining the offer, even though if pre-COVID that had come to me, I would have been absolutely amazed. That would have been like a dream come true. Because in my eyes, it definitely would have made Alana and Co. flourish. The candles would have sold like wildfire, type of thing. But the fact that I would have to continue to pay a fee with them for 12 months if I didn't sell candles, and then also if there's career delays, I end up owing them money type of thing. I didn't want to risk that with the current climate, with careers being so overwhelmed and stuff like that. I didn't want to put myself in that position where it could potentially go south and I owe them money. I don't want to have that risk of it unintentionally collapsing Alana and Co.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's like a whole lot of, especially I find transport and product shortages are giving a whole lot of new challenges even now.
Absolutely. And it's just like, I don't want to risk not being able to produce enough candles because I can't get the wax in time. And I don't want that to then also ruin another company's reputation if I can't produce for them, which I know sounds very dramatic, but I don't want to risk not only ruining myself, but someone else's reputation at the moment. So I think it's just better for us stand alone until we can definitely make sure in this climate we can continue. Yeah,
it's a very mindful approach, and I think it's what we have to do now, because it's when we go through uncertainty, it does make you sort of look at things a little bit differently, and sometimes we take things for granted, like especially I think postage and transport and things like that. We just always thought that it was going to be reliable and prompt, and we really did get to that point where, you know, things are quite instant. You know, you can order something on Amazon, it comes
absolutely
the next day. But, you know, for small business, it's not that easy.
No, unfortunately, we have had our fair share of courier disasters over the last year. Well, not even year, 9 months. So I'm very wary and conscious of that now to make sure that we can get it to our type of thing.
And how are you finding consumers are now? Are they less hesitant in terms of buying?
Honestly, I don't know. I have noticed that my Afterpay sales have skyrocketed. Like, when I mean skyrocketed, they've probably tripled. January was probably our quietest month, but it's really peaked again. I don't know if it's because winter and everyone wants to be stuck inside with something smelling delicious, or I don't know. When after I first started with that original client, I presume in my head, because I didn't think this was actually going to kick off type of thing, I assumed I'd be getting like one or two sales a month, but that is definitely not the case. It's more like five a day type of thing at the moment, so it's quite good. So
so where do you want to take it now that it's sort of become your baby?
It has become my baby. Honestly, I'm just taking every day as a new day. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm definitely preparing for it to expand a bit more, hopefully.
And when you started it off as a hobby, did you ever dream that it would be a business like this, or did you always just think it was going to be a hobby?
Oh, honestly, I got way too excited. I was like a high school girl to my partner, like, oh my god, I'm gonna be a business owner, it's gonna like be amazing. So I honestly dream that it expands and I can potentially add another business to the side one day, make it quite exciting full-time type of thing. But I guess I'm just gonna take it as it comes at the moment, especially with COVID, everything is unpredictable.
Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling you on that. And so what do you think, just as we finish up, what do you think so far that you've learnt the most about yourself through establishing Alana & Co?
I'm going to say you have to be more open-minded. Like, I, of course, produce candles that I would personally never have in my house, but then they sell so well to other people. So you have to kind of think outside the box, think of random things that you'll see other people wanting type of thing. Like, you can't just cater for yourself. You have to cater for everyone. which I think has actually helped me quite a lot. Like our number one seller, it's a very crude candle that I would personally never have,
but somehow we're selling like 30 a month at least.
Like it's really popular.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of like R18 stores wanting to source it in their shops. So
I know the candle that you're talking about.
I don't know if I can say that on his.
Of course. It's a noob.
It is super, super popular. Everyone seems to love it. It's not particularly my cup of tea, but other people love it, so I produce it.
And I think that's a really interesting point about, well, I think in life we have to be open-minded because that's when we open our hearts as well. But, you know, just to actually get out of your own way sometimes and, you know, trust that you've got to listen to your customers.
Absolutely. I think it's so important, and it kind of also makes you more socially aware. Mm. Like you kind of learn how other people, I don't want to say feel, I'm not a psychologist, but you learn how other people feel and how it makes other people feel as well. So like maybe different fragrances as well has made me realize that everyone is so different, but we're all so similar at the same time. Because I guess we have to kind of be patient with people and we just learn stuff that's quite nice, to be honest.
Oh, I love that. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And it was actually, I had no idea about certain elements of it, so it made the interview even more exciting for me to get to know your story. Like, but before we go, could you please share where people can find you, connect with you, maybe collaborate, who knows, and purchase these beautiful candles?
Okay, thank you for having me. You guys can head over to www.alana-co.com or head over to our Instagram, which is Alana and Co. Feel free to flick us an email at sales.alana.co@gmail.com.
Amazing. And I'm going to pop all those links in the episode notes anyway. But thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your journey and some of the wisdom that you've learned along the way.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Thanks so much for not only tuning into the Mindfulness Habit today, but listening all the way to the end. And while you're here, don't forget to hit subscribe. If you're on iTunes, leave me a review. And please share this with anyone else in your world that you think would love it too. And don't forget, business growth doesn't happen unless you're investing in your personal growth.